Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about our guest this half hour. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. Stuart File is editorial director at Forbes Insights. And this is one of the publications of the Forbes properties. And as you know, Forbes is... Steve Forbes is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my great friends and a great hero of mine. And as you also probably know, many of you may know that our show is syndicated online on the Forbes website. But Stuart is here to talk to us about a very important study that was done recently. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Tell the audience what Forbes Insights is all about.
Okay, Forbes Insights is the strategic research practice of Forbes Publishing. We release studies, frequently sponsored studies. The one that I'm here to talk about today was sponsored by KeyBank's Key for Women Group, that deal with the strategic issues that both large and small, certainly small businesses, face.
One of the things that we've done over the years, Stuart, is interview various people from KeyBank. Who and with their Key for Women program. So my audience is very familiar with the good work that the KeyBank folks are doing, and we always like supporting them. And so they ask you to go out to the marketplace and find out what women were doing in the marketplace with their businesses, didn't they?
Exactly. And I think one of the things that we wanted to look at was how are women small business owners approaching the issue of customer service?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in this day and age, certainly in a post-recession economy, really focusing on the customer, and again, hearing your previous guest speaking about listening to your customers, but focusing on the customers, dealing with issues of customer retention, are really critical to any sense of recovery and certainly moving a small business forward.
One of the things that is very exciting about in the marketplace right now is the role that women are playing in growing small businesses. I mean, the fastest growing sector of the economy are women-owned businesses. And one of the things that women are really good at, and it's much to their credit, is taking care of customers. I mean, they really, and I think women are going to be poised in the future to really take advantage of the fact that customers increasingly want us to connect with them, to do not that they don't want our marketing, but they want maybe a little less marketing and a little more connection. What do you think, Stuart?
You know, I think that was part of our thought going into this, and that was that women-owned small businesses were really going to be doing some unique things in the areas of customer service, the idea of relating. The idea of more of a personal relationship, and certainly that's true. But what we really found out is that while customer service was priority number one in terms of strategy, they cited in our study that, you know, today and or shall we say in the past 12 months and in the next 12 months, that customer service and customer retention were one and two.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of their priorities, when it came down to the execution, the idea of having a solid customer service strategy in place, that's an area where, unfortunately, they were lacking.
Exactly. It wasn't that they didn't want to connect with customers. It didn't mean that when they got one-on-one with customers, they didn't love them up more than anybody else could. It just meant that they didn't have a system in place But the study apparently showed they didn't have the kind of systems in place that would help them sustain that on a regular basis.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's when we asked them how they were approaching customer service, clearly the majority said on a case-by-case basis. And, you know, you and I know what that means. And that really is, that's reactive customer service.
That's right.
That's not proactive.
And that's okay if you've got a tiny, tiny operation. Mm-hmm. But if you want to grow, if you want to scale, you've got to come up with some systems, don't you?
Exactly.
Now,
exactly. And you know, the other thing that really surprised me, and I know we can talk about this, but in today's technological world, using online tools, whether it's, you know, social media, your website, et cetera, are really a key area. That's a key
right.
customer touch point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised, in particular in social media, how few women business owners were really taking full advantage
of
it.
And I want to talk about that. And one of the things you and I are going to do, Stuart, we're going to talk about some of the things that you found that women are doing and not doing, but we're going to also talk about whether that makes them very much different from guys. We're going to
Absolutely.
Take a quick break. Right back with Stuart File. He's with Forbes Insights. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that you can read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds? We got something you can read or listen to there in 5 seconds? Well, actually, read in 5 seconds. We got something you can listen to in 1 minute. We got some stuff you can read in 3 minutes or less. We got stuff you can listen to a little bit longer if you have that much time. And so I hope you check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. My blog is there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. Lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Stuart File is with us, folks. He's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, editorial director at Forbes Insights, which is the research arm of Forbes. And we're talking about a key for business survey, right? Am I saying that the right way?
Key for women.
Key for women, I should say. That's what I meant to say. The women-owned small business survey, strategies for the recovery. What we were talking about a minute ago, Stuart, was something that you found. You were surprised that women business owners weren't using social media more in their business. Now, give us the specific numbers on that.
All right, absolutely. I mean, you know, we asked for everything from, you know, blogs and Twitter and Facebook. So, you know, let's pull Twitter out of there, which is, you know, 16% of the women business owners we surveyed said that they read tweets. I love saying the word tweet. 17% said they post tweets. But then we asked, you know, do they interact with customers via Twitter?
Yeah.
And that was just 8%.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that shocked me even more. And this is, do they track mentions of their company on Twitter?
And that's the easiest thing in the world to do.
It is. And only 9% said that. And, you know, when we asked about tracking, and, you know, this is, you know, word of mouth is really the way you gauge the effect of your
right.
customer service. I mean, I'm
right.
sure you've spent lots of time talking about word of mouth.
Yep.
And certainly that was, when we asked how they measure the effect of customer service, word of mouth is number one. But when we asked, do they use social media, do they use tweets, do they use Facebook to track what their customers are saying about them, fewer than 30%. Are doing that
yeah.
overall. So that's Facebook, that's blogs.
And these are just the women business owners.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah. Now, go ahead. One more time. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, Jim, is, you know, that's the easiest way to track things, and it's the easiest way to really interact with customers. You know, and this is the classic. You can't, when you're talking word of mouth, you know, you can't be out there on the street corner or at the Little League game hearing what people are saying about your
right.
company. But you can be online. You can be at a blog.
Mm-hmm.
You can be on Twitter and hear what they're saying. And when they're saying nice things, or when they're saying when they're a little angry, whatever
right.
really comes down to.
That's the most important part. You know, Stuart, one of the things I want to point out, though, is I'm gonna go out on a limb here. It's not too much of a limb, and say that the results that you found for these women, I believe that we shouldn't indict women as a unique column in the marketplace here that's doing this. I think what you're finding is representative of small business, not just women small businesses.
I would agree with that, Jim.
Because one of the things, and see, this is part of what I've been, part of my work here, Stuart. I call myself the social media heretic. You know, mm-hmm. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And what I've been trying to do is get small business owners to quit thinking of social media and instead think of building online customer communities. Mm-hmm. And because social media sounds like visiting your grandmother online or something, you know, that term doesn't make you think ROI, does it?
No, not at all.
So I've been trying to get people to focus on that. And we've got a lot of work to do, Stuart. Folks like you and me have a lot of work to do getting small business owners to see how these online tools can help them. And the main reason I'm bringing this up is I don't want the guys to get the idea, oh well, look at what the women are, you know, they're not up to speed. Well, guys, turn that mirror on yourself and find out how well you do. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, you know, well, one of the things I wanted to do with this report, or what we wanted to accomplish, is it's not only where are the women business owners and where are they lacking, but we also wanted to see, well, what are those that are doing these things well doing? Mm-hmm. And so within the study itself, we have a number of best practice case studies.
Yep.
And so in the area of social media or online communities, we'll use your term, we spoke to the owner of Crumb's Bake Shop, which is a cupcake chain here in New York City.
You're making me hungry.
I think they're now
already
down in Washington and Chicago.
Hmm? You're making me hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't use the clothing example. You had to go right for the cupcakes, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's,
go ahead.
It's early. I could be doing donuts.
What did you learn?
But, you know, I mean, here's a business that really uses Facebook, really uses Twitter. She, you know, will have her own Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
She had a name your own cupcake contest on Twitter. She has 20,000 fans on Facebook and 3,700 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
And she uses that as a way to come up with new cupcakes. She uses it as a way to understand what her customers like and don't like about them. She'll, you know, encourage it by having little things like randomly selecting one of her Twitter followers every month to mm-hmm. send them half a dozen cupcakes.
Well, and
I mean,
you
what's
know,
the cost
if,
of that?
And if you know, the thing about it is, if you've got a diner, and I've said this 1,000 times, if you have a diner and you're known for your meatloaf, then all you got to do is get people. If people will follow you, you can tell them when your meatloaf is going to be. You're going to have meatloaf. Okay, it's Wednesday. We got meatloaf today. Everybody will show up. I mean,
exactly.
It's happening,
you know, get
folks.
People talking.
This isn't an idea. This is happening. What we're talking about, what I just said, that's happening all over the place. Take advantage of it. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our new friend, Stuart File, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart is editorial director at Forbes Insights. And Stuart, remind the audience about the newest project you've been working on. We've been talking about. Tell us a little bit about the title, the focus, and the sponsor of it. We like getting KeyBank does a lot of good work, and we want to tell folks about that.
Great, it's a study that we did on women-owned business owners and customer service. It's called Women-Owned Small Businesses, Put the Customer First. It was sponsored by the Key for Women group at KeyBank.
Yeah, and tell us how we can find the study. Folks, we're going to make it available on our website and a link over to the study so you can find it, but also where are the other places?
Well, the easiest place to find it is going to be on the Forbes Insights website, and it's a pretty easy URL. It's www.forbes.com/Forbes Insights.
Insights with an S
at the end, and it's all one word.
Yeah, so it's forbes.com/Forbes Insights.
Exactly.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Ladies, I'm telling you, Stuart, thank you for doing this in plain English. The graphs are very plain, very clear. I mean, this is not going to be homework. I promise you, folks, you're not going to feel like you're doing homework. This just the opportunities, the disparities, the work that needs to be done just jumps off the page at folks, I think, when they see this. So good job on the presentation of this thing.
Thank you very much. And, you know, that's really our goal, which is to it's not to provide numbers here. It's to tell a story. And the story here really is about doing better planning, being more proactive in the area of customer service, learning where your weaknesses are, taking advantage of a lot of the new tools that are out there, whether it be even your website and making sure you have a place where your customers can come and find a way to get in touch with you via the web. I mean, there are no more white pages, yellow pages. This is where your customers are going to come.
Exactly.
You know, working at all the customer touch points. It's not just face-to-face, and it's not just the tried and true. And certainly a lot of the women business owners we spoke with really work on the tried and true. I mean, handwritten notes, you know, still are a top way for them to interact with their customers and provide good customer service. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's very successful.
But the thing is, it's not either. It's not either or, it's both and. It's the high touch and the high tech. I mean, this is the thing that Nesbitt told us 30 years ago, Stuart, high tech and high touch.
High tech, high touch, or as I've been saying, word of mouth and word of mouse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and guys, listen, don't just because this report was done on women, don't think you can't benefit from it. And I promise you, there's nothing pink. There's not a single pink on this page. There's a very handsome purple there, but there's nothing pink in here. So you'll feel right at home, very comfortable. You'll learn some stuff about yourself. So take advantage of that. Last thoughts, Stuart. Let's talk about what are some of the other things that you learned.
Well, you know, I mean, it really, as I said, it the tried and true is something that has worked, and I don't think it can really be replaced. And I think, you know, in what we've just been discussing, you know, keep doing what you've been doing, but work at all the customer touch points. And, you know, that I think is where these women-owned businesses will be successful. Do some planning. And that, again, was the one, and, you know, it's something that we always learn about small business, and that is they're not great planners. But a plan doesn't have to be this big formal document, even in the area of customer service. It has to be just something goal-oriented that's going to help you know if you've been successful and let you go get into that way. It's not all reactive. It needs to be proactive.
Well, you know, Stuart, the for millennia, small businesses have had to have been intimidated by the big budgets of the big companies who we thought were our competitors. The truth is, in the future, customers are going to want more collaboration, more touching, more connection, and not just face to face, but as you say, online. They're going to want more of that. Small business owners are better at that than the big companies are, and they can do it now. As you point out in your survey, they can do it now without spending a lot of money.
Exactly. I mean, it's look for ways to connect. And, you know, customer service, it's not just reacting to problems. It's intrinsic to marketing. It's really about building your company. It's all about loyalty and retention.
Yep.
And that's, you know, what we really wanted to look at here. And there are some great little case studies of some businesses, old and new, and what they've been doing successfully in terms of customer service.
Got to wrap it up, Stuart. Give us the website one more time.
All right. It's www.forbes.com/Forbes Insights.
Thanks, Stuart. Come back another day.
Glad to be here, Tim.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job. Quick break. Actually, no, I got to go for this hour. Time flies when you're having fun. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.